What's up, listeners? It's your host, Chief Swiftwater, jumping in for Local Obscene Season 6, Episode 5. Holy shit, do I have a badass interview for you. Negative Influence. That's right. We interviewed them back in the springtime. I want to say it was their first show ever at Kiki's house. Okay, actually, I just fact-checked myself. So it was on April 1st is when this interview went down. And yeah, it was their first show as Negative X Influence, if you want to look it up properly. There's an X in between. Damn, that shit was crazy. They literally lift Arnold in the air and crowd surfed him across the fucking living room. Absolute anarchy. It was amazing. They just put out a brand new EP at the time, Set to Fail. Holy shit, that thing ripped so fucking hard. I was jamming it like all, you know, from the moment it came out to the fucking day of the show, and they absolutely destroyed it. And I think that's enough information to prepare you for what's to come. Quick housekeeping. Do you love the Local Obscene? Well, you can support us on Spotify now. Go into the episode description and there should be a link where you can become a monthly subscriber person for as low as, I want to say, like $5 or something. And all of that is going back into the scene for the most part. I mean, I have my eyes on a couple shinies. I really want to get a fisheye lens for my camera, get some extra wild fucking shots. Head on over to our Instagram at Local Obscene, where you can see the fucking pictures I've been taking at the shows. Absolutely a blast. I love doing it just as much as making this podcast. So if you want to support us, yeah, click on the episode fucking description and there's a link. Do you want to be on the Local Obscene? Shoot me an email at localobscene@gmail.com. Let's get you on the fucking show. Are you in a band? Do you have a small business? Do you have a big business? I don't know. Fucking hit me up and let's talk about it. Maybe you just help your fucking grandma take out the trash. I want to hear about it. Give us the scoop. Speaking of Kiki's house, the Local Obscene is throwing together a show on December 2nd. Music starts at 8. We have me and the boys in Chief Swiftwater, shorten that shit. We have Wolvera. We have Safe Word coming up from Galveston, and they go, they say their genre is cyber grind, so that sounds epic. And we also have Soma Sky, so that is absolutely going to be insane. $10, and that's at the new Kiki's house. Hit me up on Instagram or something and get that address. Let's fucking rage. All right, that's all the housekeeping I have. How about we listen to a clip of a song off of that fucking EP by Negative X Influence, Set to Fail. This song is called I Am a Fuck Up. So we're here with Negative Influence standing next to the church and loading a bowl. How are you guys feeling after that set?
Feeling fucking great.
I feel great.
Fuck yeah.
Still glowing.
Yeah.
They're glowing.
Like peaches.
Ooh, peaches glistening. The morning dew. Mm. And speaking of that, it was your very first show, is that correct?
Yes. Oh my god.
Wow.
Wow.
They fucking blew the roof off Kiki's house.
I have yet to meet Kiki. I really want to. The chinchilla. Shout out to the chinchilla.
Yeah, I'm also
she's
trying to meet Kiki.
She's very cute. Yeah, I've heard.
Emron's lucky. He's the only one of us that's got to meet Kiki
so
far.
Yeah, she used to be out and about, sort of. Her cage was in the other living room, basically. But now she seems to be tucked away. She's probably good for her ears.
Yeah.
That's true.
Frankly.
Well, state your name and what you do in the band.
I'm Steven. I play the drums.
I'm Arnold. I play guitar and I sing, quote unquote, sing.
And write all of it. You're the mastermind. And I'm Imran and I play bass.
Fuck yeah.
Welcome to the local UB scene.
Hell yeah.
I mean, Arnold's no stranger to this shit.
Yeah.
I think I've been interviewing this guy for the past 4 years.
Jesus fuck. Yeah.
Fucking old.
In the parking lot at Reno's that one time.
Hey, homie.
Oh, shit.
Oh, what's up, dude?
Come on, just see you. Likewise. I should keep going.
Fans.
Friends.
Friends.
Blind blurs.
Fuck yeah. So, you guys just put out a brand new EP.
Yes.
Set to Fail?
Yes.
That's right.
Fuck. That shit absolutely rips. I've been jamming it all day. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Pretty incredible how fast it came together.
Yeah.
It's definitely a record for me.
Thank you. Fuck yeah.
Yeah, really, really honestly, one of the quicker writing processes that we've had. To be fair, two of the songs were songs that we had been playing and calculated, but one of them we actually changed up the end of, just kind of toying around with it with Imran too, which is, it's been cool having your perspective on the writing process.
Yeah.
It's definitely been refreshing compared to, like, you know, some of the older stuff we were playing.
Sure.
But
thank you.
That new style.
Yeah.
That new shit. Yeah.
Oh, wiggle.
Just fucking rips your soul out.
It's the idea.
How'd you guys come up with negative influence?
That was Arnold.
The name is kind of like sarcastic, so I don't know. People always told me, and people like Steven, that we're like negative influences because we smoke weed, we like heavy music.
Parents hated me growing up.
Yeah, we don't like religion.
Our culture.
We'd tell people religion's fucked up, and then parents would be like, don't hang with them, they're a negative influence. And sometimes it would really just be because, like, I showed them punk rock, nothing crazy, and like all I did was smoke weed, and some of these people were like on real drugs and telling me I'm the negative influence. So just always stuck with me. I'm like starting a fucking band, man.
Yeah, damn, that makes a lot of sense. So what was the recording process like?
The recording process was actually really cool. We got to do it up at Cloudland. Shout out to Cloudland. Shout out to Joe Tack. Shout out to Britt Robichaud. Britt was actually the one who ended up recording us. Arnold and I had got to work with him when we were in another project, Hazmat and the Toxic Waste. And he's really great, man. He was the guy that kind of built up Cloudland into what it was and sold it over to Joe, kind of from what I've heard. And he's just really good at recording like raw, powerful sound. We got like a really specific tone out of him that we were looking for.
Got exactly what we wanted.
Hey, that's always the best feeling when you get those fucking recordings back.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, Brent was fucking great.
He's awesome, dude.
Love working with him.
Professional.
Shout out, Cloudland. Hell yeah. So if you could pick a song and kind of break it down a little bit.
Oh. I'll let you handle that one.
I know. I guess I'm a fuck up, because that was a calculated song.
That was the first song I wrote with you.
Yeah. It's also, so a lot of this shit is like a sarcastic tone, but I think it's usually just getting upset with myself, because when I do, I just fucking curse myself out, give myself the most shit, when I really shouldn't, and just tell myself, like, I'm a fuck up, I fucked this up, I fucked everything up, when it's really not that fucking bad. And
yeah, perspective.
And yeah, so I decided to be dramatic and like scream it and just make it into a song. And just trying to like remind myself like shit's not that bad.
I'm pretty sure there's a part, if I remember correctly, in kind of the middle, you just belt out this fucking gnarly ass
long scream or something.
Right before, at the beginning of the breakdown.
Yes, dude. That shit fucking just destroys, man. The vocals, mad props on that shit.
Speaking of breaking it down on I Am a Fuck Up, that breakdown actually we didn't have originally when we wrote it, and that was all thanks to Imran just jamming with him.
Shout out to Imran.
Just kind of like trying new stuff for like developing the style. So it was really cool because we never thought about doing like another extended solo or just like jamming and fucking, you know, it grooves. It's cool.
Very naturally, too.
Honestly.
Like, I didn't feel like I was, like, you saying that almost sounds surprising to me. Yeah.
We hit that pocket with it, and I'm just like,
all organic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Organic, and then Arnold just rends his soul with the fucking guitar, and just, your solo work on that is, it's heavy.
Thank you.
Hey, I can agree. Well, congratulations again, Negative Influence. Where is the best place our listeners can find all of this amazing shit?
Pretty much anywhere, but I guess the main ones, all the kids are using it, Apple Music and Spotify.
Yeah.
Otherwise, YouTube.
We're going to try to put it up on Bandcamp, too.
You can torrent it if you want.
Yeah,
that's Soul Seek.
Yeah.
I support that.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Get it any way you can.
ThePirateBay.com. Yeah. Org. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I think it should be on the dark web. If DistroKid did us right, it should be on the dark web.
God willing.
You have to make sure to checkmark the box when you're checking out. Dark web? Absolutely. Oh, shit. And then Instagram.
Yes.
What you got?
Mm-hmm. I think it's just negative.x.influence Instagram. And it's just the logo for the picture. You'll see it. Has our fucking music on the link.
Yeah.
And we'll put out more flyers, announce more shows. We'll get merch coming soon. Yeah. Do everything. Damn. Physical copies. I want physical copies. Mm-hmm.
Try and hit the road a little. Oh, we're playing in Austin April 28th. So any Austin homie, come check us out, dude. We'll show y'all some love.
First Austin show, also a house show. Shout out to house shows.
Oh,
man.
Shout out to Toten House. Yeah, house fuck shows. Yeah, dude. And shout out to Balin from Bosch. We love that dude.
Yes.
Hey, shout outs. Hell yeah. Well, you know what to do, listeners? Go and follow Negative Influence on all the social media. Follow on all the fucking streaming services and stream the fuck out of Set to Fail, their brand new EP. It absolutely rips. And if you can see them live, get your ass over there and buy some merch.
You're too kind.
All right. Are you ready to be on the scene's number one game show?
Shit. Yeah. Yeah. Let's go. I love this.
All right. They're ready. They're no stranger to this. Okay, here we go. This is Shock Value. So each of you are going to pick a bandmate and come up with your worst insult, and whereas the gnarliest fucking shit wins. But it's all in good spirits, all right? Don't be too mean now. Oh, damn. No,
I actually came up with a great one, but it's okay, G-rated.
All right.
Oh, no.
Arnold's firing out. Okay.
You need to get a clue and also get it together.
Damn. Wow, he's going for the core. All
right.
G-rated. Oh, my heart, Arnold.
Fuck, that was pretty good. Alrighty, who's next?
So I was checking out some of Casey's pictures, Imran, and your hair is just a little too luxurious. I need you to tone it down, mostly because I'm jealous.
Insulting.
There was
that's
a little.
Not even backhanded. That's just a compliment.
I kind of. It was a backhanded.
It was a golden lining.
It's all in the phrasing.
He's going chaotic neutral on you.
Mm-hmm. Here's a D&D. You got to be perfect for the wish spell, bro. Right.
Interesting. Okay, the final.
No, I don't know how to make it personal. No, it's going to be underwhelming.
Imran's coming in.
Just going to go with a classic, super neutral, general one. Just, why are you the way that you are?
Perfect, bro.
It's always, you know. Cuts to you.
It's a good theme for the band, too.
You've left me with a very tough choice. Who could the winner be? I would say, is it Arnold? Is it Imran? Is it Steven? It is Arnold. He just came out swinging.
Yes.
He did.
But that special shout out to Imran. That was... Damn. If this was an anime, that would have been the last scene. Fuck yeah. All right, well, thank you, Negative Influence, for being on the scene's number one game show.
Thanks for having us. right.
Hell yeah.
Thank you for having us.
You guys want to know what you win?
Yeah.
300,000 pounds of the dankest kush.
Whoa. Please?
Estimated value is $5.6 million.
We can get through the next few months, I guess.
Yeah.
Just follow me behind that dumpster. I got it. Alrighty. Well, thanks again for being on the Local Obscene, and I look forward to what your future holds.
Thank you.
Alright, you guys know what to do. Go and follow Negative Influence on all the social media. Stream the fuck out of that EP, Set to Fail. And listen to this breakdown. Holy shit. And now it's time for the closing statement. What's up, listeners? It's your host, Chief Swiftwater, jumping in for the closing statement. Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode. If you could give us a follow on whatever streaming services you are using so you get an update when we put out a new episode. In the bio, there is a link if you want to support the show. Every little bit goes towards me investing in equipment, camera equipment as well. I got my eye on a fish eye lens to get some really wacky ones. So if you want to donate to the cause, I would absolutely appreciate you 1000%. Of course, shout out to Negative Influence. Absolutely have been crushing it since this interview. I've seen them a decent amount of times since April. Now it's gonna be Thanksgiving. Oh my gosh, what a crazy year. I am gonna get caught up. Everything that I've recorded this year, I will put out before the year ends. I'm saying it now. I'm putting my fucking fist on the desk. All right, we got a show coming up at Kiki's House on December 2nd featuring ya boy, Chief Swiftwater. We have Wolfera. We have Soma Sky. We have Safe Word coming all the way up from Galveston. It's going to be an absolute mind melter, and I hope that you can make it out. And it's going to be my last show of the year, so let's go out with a bang. And if you need that address, hit me up. All right, I think that's all the housekeeping I have. I hope that you all have an excellent Thanksgiving and you don't have to work or any of that fucking bullshit. I'm your host, Chief Swiftwater, signing off.